My next guest has probably gone through a few of them. You would have to when you're putting that many miles on the body. Some of those miles have to go through wetlands and wild conservation areas, etc. My next guest is an award-winning Canadian filmmaker on a 500-day in the wild documentary solo journey. 500 days in the wild. She's on the longest trail in the world. Her name is Diane Wellen, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
I'm doing great, but man, you really deflated my balloon. I was telling folks at the beginning of the program how proud I am of the fact that, you know, I can now claim to have walked in and run 10 kilometers. And I thought, when I hit that milestone, I thought, man, am I ever good?
Well, you know, it's all in perspective, Angelo. I came out here for 500 days in the wild, and I am just about coming up on my 5-year anniversary out here. It's on July 1st, 2015, Canada Day. I will have been out here 5 years. So,
okay.
So, you know.
All right, let me see if I can get my head around this.
All right.
So when you say out here, first of all, where is out here right now?
Out here right now, right like this very second, actually, yes. Really cool for Sportsnet fans, actually, I might add. I am in Calhoun, Alberta. I have just, as of like 24 hours ago, finished paddling some of the Athabasca River. And in doing so, completed my line from St. John's, Newfoundland, and the Atlantic Ocean, all the way up to the Arctic Ocean and Tuktoyaktuk. And now I'm on my final 2,600 kilometers. I'm going to pick up a land trail in Fort Saskatchewan. But right this very minute, I'm in a small little cabin on a beautiful piece of land in Calhoun, Alberta, where I have been like offered the most incredible Canadian hospitality, which is this land. We are kind people. And they've been following my journey, and they're like, when you get here, come and stay in our little cabin. And this is where Craig Berube is from. This is his home. This is his land. And Craig Berube is the coach of the St. Louis Blues that won the Stanley Cup last year. So there you go. There's my Sportsnet little, you know.
Connection.
Yeah. I know my dad is going to be, he doesn't even know yet. My dad's a huge hockey fan. This is going to be more important to him than I'm even doing the trail, frankly.
Oh, I doubt that. He's prouder than a peacock right now. Let me tell you, if a daughter of mine was on a journey like this, man, I'd be on the rooftop screaming it out to the neighborhood. This is very, very exciting. Diane, there's a million questions we need to ask. There's a million answers the audience would like to hear, but we do have to take a quick break, quick commercial break, and we'll be back on the other side to get in depth with you for sure. Diane Wellen on the line, award-winning Canadian filmmaker on a 500-day in the wild documentary journey, solo, may I add, the longest trail in the world. More journal after this, don't you dare go away. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Michael Mooring, along with Derek Brandeo and Sarah Pollock. At your service, we will shepherd you through the outdoors this wonderful weekend. Wonderful weekend to be outside. You know, go outside, get a breath of fresh air, maybe a couple hours. Go out for the afternoon. Hell, go out for the day. Doesn't matter how long you go out for. It's not going to match the guest we've got on the live right now. Her name is Diane Wellen, and she is award-winning Canadian filmmaker. Films This Land, filmed in the High Arctic, and 40 Days at Base Camp, filmed on Mount Everest. Well, you would think that would be enough. You kind of, Michael, you could probably, I know you and I could milk that for an eternity.
That would be enough for me.
Exactly. No, not quite, says Diane. Now I think I'm going to do a 24,000-kilometer trek. 24,000. Are you insane? 500. Okay. All right. Michael and I, during that break, we wrote down a series of questions that we didn't have. First of all, health. Health.
Yes.
How do you deal with health issues on a trip like this?
Well, you know what? Here's what I found out. When you're actually out in the woods, you are in, there's no flus. I haven't gotten a cold in 5 years. I haven't had a sniffle in 5 years. And I think it's from what I've understood from some of the indigenous elders that I've had the great fortune of spending time with as I've crossed this great land, is that when you're in the woods, you know, those cedar trees and spruce trees, in addition to converting carbon dioxide into oxygen for us, they are also full of medicines. They're full of sap, right? That's the cedar sap, the spruce sap. And they kind of create this natural aromatherapy out there. And so you're naturally breathing this cleaned air that is antiviral. Wow. So just one of the many, many benefits of getting outside and getting into nature. We're the second largest country in the world with only, 30 some odd million people living in it. We have a lot of space here. We have a lot of outside. And super psyched too, Angelo. I am an indie filmmaker. I make these films independently because they come from my heart. I'm not out here filling an algorithm or something, you know? And I know you understand that because I can tell that you yourself are following your passion in life, right? Who For cares sure. about algorithms, right? Let's tap into that. Something more important than an algorithm. Anyway, For so sure. because of that, I make indie films. But I've just started working with CPAWS, the Canadian Parks and Wildlife Society, because after spending 5 years out here, I can tell you the rest of my life, I'm going to spend protecting our waters and our land. There's absolutely no doubt about that in my life. So I started working with CPAWS. It's a total, sincere, beautiful, authentic relationship. And if anybody out there wants to support my work in this indie film on, you know, largest trail in the world in Canada, you can actually donate, get a tax deductible donation to 500 Days in the Wild through their website. All you've got to do is go to any CPAWS.org. They got chapters in every province and territory in Canada, Canadian Parks and Wildlife Association. And all you've got to do is donate and just specify that it's for 500 Days in the Wild. And in doing so, you're going to help keep Canada wild and you're going to help this film. So it's a double whammy.
A great organization. We had the pleasure of working with them years ago with Outdoor Journal Television. Before it became radio.
Out.
So, so it's cool. All right. So you keep alluding to this 24,000 kilometer trail. Does this actually exist? And can people access it? And actually, if somebody wanted to follow in your footsteps, is this public access trails? Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Yes, Angelo, there's like 487 trails that have been stitched together. This was the concept of born in the Canadian government in the 1990s, that they wanted to make something absolutely amazing to celebrate Canada's 150th birthday. So they decided, let's try to make the longest trail in the world that connects the Atlantic, the Arctic, and the Pacific Ocean. I am so proud to be a Canadian. At the same time, I'm a storyteller. And so I wanted to do this trail, make a film about it that'll be filled with wildlife and beautiful landscapes. But I also wanted, on a personal level, to make this journey as my own act of reconciliation. I spend a lot of time in Indigenous communities as I cross this land and just learning and listening and seeing ways that we all might be able to move forward and find a more inclusive story as we move forward into the future. And one of the great questions they keep asking me is, you know, what kind of ancestors are we being for the future? And so that's something that I'm sitting with, too, as I cross this land and I make this film.
There are so many layers to this onion. I mean, as you're talking, I'm just painting this picture, and it just keeps changing and evolving right in front of me. I mean, it's fantastic. I applaud you. I applaud you for undertaking this thing. It's just, I urge anybody listening to this that's moved by Diane's story to get the hook up with her, donate to help. I mean, this is fascinating. I'm dying to see. When are we going to get a chance to see the finished product?
Okay, right on. Well, Angelo, I'm hoping to be done in about 6 months. I'm down to my final 2,600 kilometers, so I'm hoping to be done in 6 months. And then the film will go into post-production, hence the fundraising right now. So we're probably looking at the fall of 2021 as an early date, and maybe spring 2022 for the feature film. But it takes about 9 months. It's like having a baby making a film. It takes about nine months. You know all about that. And also, I just like to tell people, too, like, because I've been out here for so long and I'm shooting hundreds of hours of footage, every day there's stuff going up on social media, like Instagram photographs of, like, just listening to your Ducks Unlimited. I mean, I just been spending weeks filming pelicans you know, on the Lesser Slave Lake and Lesser Slave River. Just beautiful cinematography of animals and landscapes and lots of action and misadventure because I'm a woman in my 50s. Like, it's not an extreme athlete. You know, I'm a filmmaker out here doing this journey. Oh, and you were asking me how people could access this trail. Go to thegreattrail.ca and there is a map and you can click anywhere on that map and find your, you know, the part of the trail closest to your community. Not all of it is a complete trail. I have done some bushwhacking out there, but it's the beginning. And, you know, when you think of the Camino, you know, in Spain, or you think of the Appalachian Trail, what a great legacy to leave for the future, you know, in this time of increasing privatization and everything. I mean, and now with COVID, we realize, like, we got, you know, got to get outside, you know, so, get into the woods, man.
This is not affecting you whatsoever, is it? This whole COVID thing is just like...
I beat the rush on the social isolation thing. I got 5 years under my belt, you know. It's all good. It's all good. I look like the Sasquatch, but it's all good.
Oh, my God. Just from a producer standpoint, the scope of this thing, do you have a support team that's following you? Yes. Okay.
I mean, you know, the currency of this indie film, like all indie films, is kindness. I have an incredible producer. Betsy Carson has come on board. And Beryl, filmmaker in Halifax, came out for 4 days, stayed for 3 years, you know, supplying, filming. I mean, I got, you know, it's the Yaya sisterhood out here right now. You know, I just had a friend come out from Vancouver to help paddle for 10 days. My partner is like following me in a support vehicle because of COVID. I've had to, you know, people stepped in to give me support to make sure I could finish this trail safely without needing to go into communities to resupply. I'm blown away by, you know, I'm constantly humbled by the kindness and generosity of people.
So do you tell folks where you're going to be, your next stop, your next major, you know, urban area? Are there, you know, opportunities to come out and see you and get autographs?
I don't know if it's autographs, but Angelo, but yeah, if you want to come out, I mean, I'm hard to find because what Mother Nature's my boss, right? So when you try to plan things, but I can tell you right now, I'm going to be starting up again on the land trail in Fort Saskatchewan and heading south towards Calgary. It does sometimes go through the cities on bike trails or something like that, but often I'm just slightly north or south, but you can just simply go on the Great Trail map. Like I said, zoom in and you can see exactly where I'm going from Fort Saskatchewan.
I'd like to throw my hat into your camp and offer you opportunities to solicit, market, whatever you want to call it, to get donations for your cause on our website. So
You're such a sweet man, Angelo. I want tips on catching walleye, too.
Well, we can do that. We can do that for you. But I'll get Sarah to get a hold of you.
Okay.
You can steer her in the right direction, who to talk to in your team. And we'll see if we can get some activity going on our website regarding donations, because it's a wonderful and what a perfect time for this to be happening. I know you know, 5 years ago or whatever you started this thing, you weren't planning on being in the middle of a pandemic in the year 2020. But how ironic is timing in life, isn't it? I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Angelo. No, I've been spending some time thinking about that. And people can follow the journey, too, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at 500 Days in the Wild.
It sounds fantastic, and let's stay in touch, Diane. I'd like to follow you for the next several months as you finish this epic journey, is the only way it can be described. And we'd like to get you on the air again. Tell us when you're getting a little closer.
Okay. Thank you, Angelo. Thank you so much. You're such
our
a
pleasure.
Kind man.
And you take care of yourself. Be safe out there and get her done for Canada. This is exciting.
Okay. Right on.
All right.
Okay,
thank you.
Take care.
Diane Whelan, award-winning Canadian filmmaker on a 500-day in the wild documentary extravaganza, a solo journey. Obviously, she has a support team. You'd have to for something like this. I can't even imagine. I get, well, you know, Michael, you've been on the road with me. After about 3 days, I'm ready to go home.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, okay.
Imagine if we had been out there for 5 years.
Oh, my God. Anyways.